Yud Aleph, Rashi, the Remasul Ava Al Pet, the Mora infers from the fact that the language of the Mishnah says that he wrote it, that if he does it Al Pet, it doesn't work. The Havelei Tzino balance is just like, it's opposed to an actual act of Kenyan. It's like it's an arrangement. And therefore, lo havi tzinah. It's not considered a valid tzinah. Why not? The masna mashakasa b'torah, who is going against what the Torah is mechayev him. Somewhere it says, but why is that a problem? Rabbi Huda holds b'davar shabamamin. So I agree with you that you can't. Rabbi Huda says he agrees with the mayor that you can't undermine the chiyuv of oina. That's a responsibility that a person has on his body, but the financial obligations of share and ksus, of food and clothing, Rabbi Huda says, you can make it tonight. Okay. Samura says, they made a chizik with Yireyim. They strengthened their mitzvahs, their chiyuv, and their rabbanon, even greater than the dinei Torah. So the Dinei Torah, you can make a Tanai and override it. The Rabbanon, you can't. Some words of Harei Peres, Dinei Malug, the halacha that the person gets the produce, whatever the Dinei Malug produce, is Rabbanon. Hide the Baal Oichlan to count the Rabbanon he. It's not that which the husband gets the rights to those properties is in the Rabbanon. But below over abundant chizuk, the chavim did not strengthen it. Sheitzino bottle im hitzon limchol achilosoi that he can't be meichelit. If he says dinu dvarim ainly ben ichsay, now he has to say dinu dvarim ainly ben ichsay. Heresayim adolam. In kotzal dinu dvarim ainly ben ichsay, I have no rights, no. Financial claim to the property, the Paris saying, and the produce, then Oichel who Peri Paris, he would get the produce of the produce. What's that mean? Mercha Paris, Blakeach Karka. So he takes the Paris and buys property with them. Shehela Karen, so he has not consumed the Peri, the property, the Peri, he has no rights to the Paris. So he's not taking the Paris. The Paris have been translated into Karen, so that's not consumed. He bought Karka. The Karka will remain. But the Huachal Paris, he gets the Paris of the Paris. Okay, so that was the point he's discussing over there. But meanwhile, you see, the Karmelon Bakhaisib, the more later on says that my, when he says Kaisib law, you don't need Ksiba. Omer, Alma Tanoi Tanoa, that just saying it is sufficient. Okay. The Mora says, so you're telling me that the more he answers, there must be something which is common, something which is not common. The more challenges that from the case of Chamorim. Habrei Chamorim, Gabi Demai, the Rabbanon, who, it's some of the lochas of Demai, which is in the Rabbanon, that we're concerned about one trying to, they're making some type of arrangement that they're going to seem to favor the other person's property over theirs. In one place, one will do that, then they'll switch another place, getting more credibility with the listeners. They did not institute that, and we're worried about this possibility of gremlin. He says, Shalich Arish, mine's new grain, Vahayashan Taibim Mendel, older grain is better. Shachadish Adain Eno Yabish Kotarach is not fully dried. For example, the Mor gives an example, Beis Neshach, discussing a case where there's different prices. Hayachadosh is Mi'arba, Vahayashan is Mi'sholish. The Chadosh is you'll get four for a seller, four saw for a seller. The Yashanos, you only get three saw for a seller because they're more expensive. So you see that over there that Yashan is better. So we're not discussing the halachic issues of chadash and yashan. According to this, we're discussing the physical properties of grain, which has had time to sit and dry properly. Some refer to chadash and yashan, referring to before and after the omer. So then, now the issue over here is not the issue of demai, but the issue is the issue of chadash before the omer. So he's saying that it was towards the end of the winter. He said this is grain which grew in this year's season. So it's also to eat. You'll have to wait till after the omer to use it. The second day of Pesach, and the other person's grain is from a year ago, so it's already past the omer of the previous year. Rashi says, "Dim came at the matarit, but the mahikilu." So how could you answer, "But the mahikilu"? How ten of the issue is the case of demai, but the chadash make the memer. We're dealing with the issue over here of chadash, which is that's not the special kul of demai. That's the ikra din. We find that they have no nemanis by meiser there's enough amaratzim who are not taking off meiser that the chazal felt the need to address that. So even though but there was enough that it was a problem. We don't find Amaratzim in general. We had a problem with trusting the Balchadosh. This whole issue is starting with the rule of Ein Nemanim of Demai. Okay. So it can't be that the issue over here is chadash and yoshin. The only issue over here is demai. Rav Huzza Shemin Adav Gav Dem Shabech Le Dechavrei Nami Bimili Akran Aisa and Oneman. So he's saying it wasn't that he said two things. He said either or. He's saying both. My friend's is Mo'usr and mine's not Mo'usr. Okay, so that might be a game. And not only that, but my friend's is yoshin and mine's chadash. So we're saying even so, even though he's bringing in other issues which are not halachic issues, and on them on al demai, so the Tanakh Kama says still they're not believed in regards to the demai part. The Chashin and the government were afraid about this arrangement they're making, and Yehuda's not worried about it. The arrangement, the gemlin, the demai kilu. Mishar some of the rabbanon, the dirayim. Demai is even more lenient than other rabbanons. A philosophic lesser. It's not really a suffix. The Rebbe Amihor is master. And the more says we know that Rebbe Amihor is our master. Okay. Okay. Zelta Gemara. I wanted to tell you one other thing in regards to that Tosis which we did yesterday. So Tosis introduced this idea that Tanai really is not embedded in the transaction, as it were. It's not something which defines the transaction in a logical sense. It's a special din the Torah gave that you have a right to come afterwards above and beyond the transaction and create a Tanai and affect it. So the Rush takes it a step further. That the Rush says it's a Rush in Chuvas. Chuvas a Rush. So let's say a person wants to be Michael the Tanai. They make the original transaction with the Tanai. They want to be Michael the Tanai. Man's Makadosh, woman, Alman. On the condition that she gives him a present of $10,000. And he says the whole thing, you know, tonight, call for the whole business. And he says, you know, Merkel, tonight, you don't fulfill it tonight, the condition should be effective anyway. The Rosh says, you can do that. Even though he said very clearly, if you don't give me the money, I'm not marrying you. He gave me mechala tonight, because we look at the tonight. The Rosh says that even after the pasuk of Bnei Gad Reuven, which now the Torah said there is a concept of tanoyim. It's not that it's embedded in the transaction, and the transaction is only on if A, there was a transaction, B, there never was a transaction. So there was a transaction, you can't make moichalit, but you still don't have a transaction. So none of the transaction is a transaction, like Tosfos says, and it has the effectiveness to create a kedusha. There's a new parsha of the Torah called Tanai, which can come out and affect it. So, but since the Tanai, the Rosh says, is just deeper. There's nothing about in the transaction itself, so I can be Michael Deber. Deber can be Mavatel Deber. So I'm about to my Tanai, and that's the end of the conversation. So she's married, even though she didn't fulfill the Tanai. He can be Michael the Tanai. That's how far the Rosh takes it. Now, that you don't see in Tosfos, because Tosfos is discussing what would be without the Pasuk of Tanoyim. But now that you have the Pasuk of Tanoyim, you could understand the Pasuk of Tanoyim is telling you that this is intrinsically defining the transaction. So it means if she doesn't pay, there never was a kedushin. The Rosh is taking it beyond what Tosfos says, but he's starting from the starting point of Tosfos, the same idea. That's how far, which is quite different than how the secular law looks at it tonight. Right, it's a totally different concept. Okay. So do more Meir or Kolopaychus. So now Rabbi Huda said you can make this condition of being Meichel, you can be Meichel part of the Ksuba. And they can continue to live like that. Rabbi Meir says that no, Kolopaychus is Psula mi Mesayim Lamana mi Mana Reza Bilis Nus. So now what does he mean? It means that the transaction, that Mechila is a Mechila, but they can't live together under these circumstances, or the Mechila is not a Mechila. In other words, he wasn't directly responding to what Rabbi Huda said. Rabbi Huda is saying it works, and Rabbi Meir is saying it's not a good idea. So, what does he mean? Okay. So the Gemara, the correct thing that Rabbi Meir should have said, as Rashi points out, that what he should have said, that a woman who doesn't get the 100 or 200, the 200 or 100 that she's supposed to get, that's bilis nus. Says the more understands that he's not saying she doesn't get it. It means the lashon is kolapoychus means even if she does collect at the end, if her mind, because we won't let this go through, but if her mind she believes she's not going to get it. So kolapoychus, I mean, the Philip Bitsanoa, even if that's how the arrangement sounds, even though it doesn't happen in reality, so it's still considered also to do. Alma Kassavra, Tanoa Batal, what Rabbi is saying is that this arrangement doesn't work. The Isla. And she'll still get her 200. But Bekeven, the Amra law, since he told her leslich, elamana, but he told her you're not going to get it. Loi somcha daita, she doesn't feel confident she's going to get it. V'habla bilos v'bilos nus, and so that, so living together under those circumstances, even though she does get it at the end, is still considered they can't live together because she doesn't feel confident that she's safe in her marriage. The purpose of the ksuba is for the woman to feel safe that he can't just discard her whenever he wants, because the financial incentive is very significant. Here, that's been diminished in her mind, so she doesn't feel safe in the marriage, and therefore that bia that they have together is the equivalent of a bia not in the context of marriage. That's what Rameh is saying. Even if halakhically she will get it, if she doesn't feel the confidence, you haven't solved the problem. Okay. But the Gemara says, but that it sounds like the arrangement is ineffective. It's not that, you know, the arrangement is effective, and that's why it's a problem. So the arrangement is ineffective, but still she's worried about it because she doesn't feel that it's reliable. But then we're asked, Shemitah, the mayor, Damer Kolamasa, Amasha Kosabatara, Tsinovatl, Hobi Rabbanan, Tsinovakayim. That the mayor says in the discussion before, Haram Kadeshus Liamanash Shair Ksusavaina, Harazum Kadeshus Tsinovatl, and the mayor says to explain that. On that brisa, kolamasa mashakasa batara tino batal. So it sounds like it's only because it's a deraisa that the tanai becomes in it and not it can't work. But by the rabbanon's tanai, the tanai does work. So Meir should say over here the problem is not that she gets her money. She means the problem is because she doesn't get her money. We're answering some Rameir, some of the Raisa. The Rameir holds it, we're dealing with the Raisa then. So that's why the Tanai doesn't work. The arrangement does not work. And the Mishnah is saying that even though the arrangement does not work and she will get her money at the end, if she doesn't feel confident, they can't live together.
But, I mean, he holds Ksuva as the Raisa, but, I mean, there are two elements here, right? That there should be some type of Ksuva, and then the amount, the specific amount. So he holds the amount as well as the rice.
Correct. You don't ksuva the rice because you learn it out, Kesev Yishkol Kamar Apsulas. So that's 200, 50 shkolim is 200 zoos. Okay. Now, that only makes ksuva psula. Ksuva Salmona, even Rameir agrees it's Rabbanon. Keshkush Gemar Hapsulus, and that the Ksuvas, but you have to learn that he's saying over here that the Chum, under those circumstances, since Iker Ksuva is the Raisa, for by Psula, they made the Ksuva Salmona with the same level of Chumra as a Ksuva the Rabbanon, as a Ksuva the Raisa by Psula. So Krashi. If the purchase is not even in the actual financial obligation, means the financial obligation is really there, just in the arrangement. It's not being the arrangement. The arrangements she perceives it as being problematic is also a problem. In Loitana, it could have said Kol Psula Shein Lo Masayim Valmona Shein Lo Mona Reza Bilisnus. I mean, that's what he should have said. The problem is, you're not getting your money. Okay. So, but didn't say that. What Rameir is saying is the following. Even though she will collect her money, because the arrangement is not halachically valid. Filohachi, keeping the Mikora Asni, Carla Bielusno, since that was an arrangement that they made, so Rameir holds his Kabilusnus, Mishum the Mishas Bia, Lahava Samkadaita, Aksuba. She doesn't feel confident about the Ksuba. So Ksuba, from that language, the Rameir's response is Tino Batl, that the arrangement is not valid. The Balavaki, because of the arrangement, is valid. La Rabusa he denok in Kalapaychus. So if the arrangement is valid, then the problem is the regular issue. She's not getting her money. So again, why did you write it in this language? The more it says, Hashimina the Yale, that by Durbanan Tanayas Kayim, he also ksubas the rice. Okay. Tanya. Rameir Omer, Kol Parchas of Psula Mimasayim, Belawana Mimonot, Rezu Bilisnus. So Remeir, the same we have in the Mishnah, you can't go under these numbers, and it's considered bilisnus. Rabbi Yossi Amar Rishoy, Rabbi Yossi says it's permitted. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi both agree that they could make this arrangement. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be done in writing. We have both the Isser Heter issue, we have the effectiveness issue. Right, so Remeir says you may not do it, and it's not effective. It's not effective. Yehuda says you may do it, and it's effective, but only if you do it in writing. Remeir says you ought to do it, which means even without doing it in writing, it's effective even just by Balpeh. Okay. Furthermore, Kasha, but some of the Rishoy, Rabbi Yossi holds that it's mutter to do it. Excuse me. Enos and Ksumas Isha Metaltelman. You can't make you can't take Metaltelman and designate that as that's the payment, the sole payment for the Ksuma. Because we're afraid of Tikkun Olam. Metaltelin are things which are not totally safe. They can be lost. They can go down in value. They can be destroyed. So therefore, we say so therefore it has to be dafka karka. So Rabbi Yossi says that. The issue here is not tikkun olam. The issue over here is Pasha, he's not committing to his financial obligations.
Well, their net worth, I guess, in case the soul walks off with them.
Well, there's two issues over here. One issue over here is that designating something which is not safe is not right. The other issue is how can you say that you have a right to designate something which fluctuates in price? And eventually, at some point in time, it's not worth the value. So that's not a tikkun olam issue. You're not committing to your obligations. Their value is not set. It goes up and down in price. Okay. So Morris says, so what exactly is he asking? So Rabbi Yossi is saying it's not a good idea. Tanakama also says you can't do it. So what's the issue? The issue is, on a practical level, what are they arguing about? Tanakama adds a condition. That which you cannot use metaltelin is b'medamomor mishal kibulah b'achrayus. Abakibulah b'achrayus oisin. If he would designate metaltelin for the ksuva, along with saying, and if it's lost, I will cover it with other properties, that you could do. Because then the concern of it being lost is addressed.
So then the obvious question, so why did he use that property to begin with?
He'd rather give them a metaltelin.
Yeah, I would too.
But the achrayus isn't necessarily karka.
It's not necessarily karka either. It could be other metaltelin, whatever it is. But the Tanakama is learning that he's not being makabel achrayus of market price. Which means if it goes down under the market price, the value of the ksuba, that's what they arranged. She would have to take that. She'd walk away with a lesser amount. Basra b'yaisa l'meimer. Ki kibbala v'chrayis, am I, was it helping v'kabbala v'chrayis? Am I oisin, why are you allowed to do it? Well, ain't ksuba in a person. Okay, so it might go down in value. So Rabbi Yossi is all worried about going down in value. When we have Rabbi Yossi over here saying that you're allowed to go down, in value. So what are we worried? How should we, and it's a matter of fact, it's like even a Kal V'chomer. The Dilma Paxi, it's not even, they didn't arrange for, that she'll lose the Ksuba. It's a possibility. Still, Chai is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is worried about the potential loss. Over here, he's arranging that she gets less than the value of the ksuba.
She gets less, or is he willing to make up the difference somehow with other properties? And it's really not less.
No, the more is explained the Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi in this brayse, this second brayse. So he designates these metaltel, the ksuba is 200 zuz. He designates metaltel in that he would like her to use for the collection of the ksuba, which are worth 200 zuz. So Tanakama says, yeah, but they might get lost. No problem. If he's makabel akrayis, that if they get lost, all the properties will cover the loss, that's fine. The rest of it says, yeah, but you haven't addressed market price. So the rest is worried about market price as well. The Tanakama learns you don't need to address market price. What don't you understand? You understand what I'm saying? You don't like it?
No. I hear what you're saying. I understand it. If he's got enough property and everything is going down, he's still going to be a guarantor for this agreement that's gone down. As long as he's got enough to cover, what's the difference?
She has. If these things are intact, she has to take this for the payment.
Right.
Yeah, but they're not worth 200.
But they're not worth. They've depreciated.
Right. So that's it. That's all she gets.
That's it.
We arranged. As long as this is here, this is what she gets. He's saying if they get destroyed, I'll give you something else. But if they're here, this is what she gets.
He's really not a full guarantor. He's
guaranteeing loss.
Just loss. That's it.
Physical loss.
Right.
And Rashi says you can't do that because you have to guarantee the value. So you see, Rashi is worried about the value, even when it's only a potential concern. So over here, she's actually reducing the value. For sure, it's a problem. Versus Haki Hashta, no, it's the exact opposite. What are you comparing? Hasim lo yedo the tachel. She doesn't know that there might be a loss, and then be meichel. She's not agreeing to be meichel. She wants her full amount. I mean, she says, "You want your full amount? You have to guarantee her the full amount." But Hacha Yada, but Kamachla, she knows about it, and she's Michael. That's a different issue. Mechila works, but in a case where she wasn't Michael, the Chomer Masakin, or the Torah says she gets a certain amount, and you have the right to deprive her of that amount based on market price. Okay. Okay, so we've addressed the contradiction in Rabbi Yossi. Let's see Rashi. Rabbi Yossi Amar Rishoy, it's permitted. I feel al peh nami tzedol kaim, and even if they just make a verbal arrangement of this mechila, it works. Well, to be Huda the Meimer. Rabbi comes to say Nami Rishoy. He also agrees that it's permitted. Now your mayor holds that it's also to do. Rabbi Yossi, mi wapeh tino batzul. But if you do it wapeh, it doesn't work. Immediately, El Chama also chizul the Reiyam Yossi Mishal Torah, and you can't remove this condition, which is the chiyav derabanan, just with wapeh. Abbas Limchal Tithub Shriver. She wants to be Michael, she has to write a Shriver. You cannot designate that the ksuba must be collected from a metaltalin. And they take an oilam, the shema yoibdu. Maybe it'll be lost. Or yifchus the meim, or they go down in value. Comes to Rashi, Yosef says, "Ain't ksuba, ain't demam. Ksuba alom. These properties are not the value is not designated forever. The mercury and moisture they go up and down." So right now you make a shuma, you make an evaluation, and that the you know, and they could they shuma usually was done not between the two of them. They would have independent panel of one or three people which would say that it has that value. Fine, but it might go down under that value. So the Mor says, what's he asking? The Tanakh also says, "Interesting kamar." So b'chis is part of the concern. He says no. The difference in the Tanakhama says that the only issue we're worried about is physical loss. Shalkim al b'krayis habal. If the baal did not commit to other properties, im yoivdu. Uparish leitana. So it comes up when explaining the lachash lezula aloin. So he's only worried about something happened physically to the property, but the fact that it's going down in value, he's not worried about. Kamer b'yosi. The rest is back, but Kibbul HaBakrayis, even if he's Mekabul HaKrayis to address the destruction, Nami, Maniskan Arlam, how have you addressed the world with that? Even if they still exist, they might go down in value. Which the Tanakhama is not worried about. Okay. Okay. Fine. So the more I say the Rami Bar Chama have a Nesiva the Rav Avia. Rav Avia. So Rami Bar Chama's sister was married to Rav Avia. Irchus Ksuvasa. She lost her ksuva documents. So now we have a situation where in a place where ksuva is written, even though the halacha is that a woman can collect her ksuva without her key of ksuva is not dependent, the basic key of ksuva is not dependent on the document. So it means in a place where they don't write a ksuva, she still will collect. But in a place where they write a ksuva, she can't collect because he could argue that he paid already, and that's why there's no ksuva. In a place where they don't write a document, it's not a kasha where the ksuva is, but in a place where they document it, he has the right to say he paid already, and that's why and he got the ksuva back and destroyed it, and he's believed. So now she's in a situation which she is potentially not able to collect her ksuva if he will deny it. So that's what Meir's concern. Even though the chayv is there, but if it's not collectible, she's going to lack in her smichas das. So can they stay together? Also, command Rabbi Yosef. So they went to Rabbi Yosef. They want to know: are they allowed to stay together until they would make some type of an arrangement for that lack of ksuva? So Amar Lo Hachiyam Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul. Rabbi Yehuda said the name Mishmul, and on Rabbi Meir's din of that raised the Bila's news, Zudi Rabbi Meir of a Chama Rabbi Mashadim is Ishtar Shtayim Mashalosh Shanim Bila Ksuva. For they could stay together under these circumstances for extended periods of time. So there's nothing to worry about. You're allowed to stay together. We'll figure out a solution for the Ksuva, but they could be together at this point in time.
What's this? 2 or 3 years?
I
understand. It's easier to understand the black and white. You're not allowed, or you are allowed, but like 2 or 3.
No, I don't think 2 or 3 years is enough. Because they can stay together. They can stay together for extended periods of time without arranging the ksuba. We would like them eventually to arrange the ksuba, but it's something which they must address immediately. Amale Abaya, so Abaya says to Rav Yosef, how could the Shmuel say that? We have Shmuel on record saying the following, that when the mayor makes a gzera, you pass it like him. And this is a gzera in the sense it's addressing, gzera is that it's addressing a concern. The Chazar Masak and Laksuba, we have this concern of the lack of Svichas Das. So Regressa said back, if that's what Reb Nachman said, that Shmuel says, Zil Ksaivlo, you have to go write a new Ksuba for that. They can't stay together until they write the Ksuba. So the Mora, Kiyosu Reb Dimi, Omer Reb Shimon Ben Pazi, Omer Reb Yeshua Ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapar. When Reb Dimi came from Eretz to Babel, he said the name of Shimon Pasi, the name of Shimon Levi, in the name of Bar Kapara. Machloikis Bitchila. This machloikis in Reb Yehuda and in Reb Yossi, whether it works Bal Peh, that's only Bitchila. At the original arrangements, can you remove the ksuba just with Bal Peh, or do you need the document? Alba Basayf, Dibrikal Ena Machalis. She can't be Moichel Bal Peh. Once the Chiyuv is actually in place, she can't just be. So she has a Shibur on the properties, etc. So then you need to write, you need to remove it with Ksiva. Writing a star, writing a shofar.
What was his motivation to threaten or whatever to reduce it to begin with? I mean,
what's his motivation?
Yeah, what was the one thing? Especially since he's going to say it, he's not going to do it, he's going to undo it. What's he trying to do?
Financial. Every person prefer not to have a chayv in case he divorces her, so the chayv is less. I'm not planning on divorcing her, hopefully, but you know. No, that Reb Yossi says you can do it bal peh, it continues even if it's not at the original arrangement. I heard from Yerchan to explain the following. Yerchan said, we're not really arguing. Yerchan explained to me that he is not arguing on what Shuva Levi said, the name of Bar Kapara. Why? Because we're using the words tchila and saif differently. So his tchila and saif are different than my tchila and saif. Okay? My tchila, the kamer b'shul ben levi, what does tchila mean when he said, b'shul levi said the word tchila? He means tchila schupa. My saif b'ya. I mean, tchilas chupa b'soif chupa, tchilas bia. I mean, I agree. Once they've actually lived together, the chi of ksuba took effect, and it can only be removed with riding a shiver. Even Reb Yossi would agree with that. This discussion, which we're discussing, is they make the arrangement. Tchilas chuppah, right before the chuppah, they make the arrangement. So Reb says you can do a bal peh. He says no, you need a shtar. Reb says you can do a bal peh. So they argue for sure at that point in time. What about if the chuppah has been completed, but they haven't done bia yet? So that's point. We could have thought that maybe it's already effective, but Rabbi Yossi holds you can't do a balpeh. No, Rabbi Yossi holds you could do a balpeh. So the berachon bein mitchila bein besoif. Whether you're talking about the, right before the chuppah, we're talking about after the chuppah has been completed. He's physically brought it to his home. She can still do a balpeh. Shumalevi says bitchila, meaning at that point in time you can do a balpeh, but once they've had beer together, you can't do a balpeh anymore. You have to do a biksav. Okay. And the more it goes to a second version of this, which basically comes up with the same idea. It's a bit of catch up on the Rashi a little bit. Irchas ksuvasa, shtark ksuvasa, so she lost the document. So Rashi said, Zudir Remeir, Dermaliel, call a pochas of Sulami Messiah. If under the chiv is less than 200 is a problem, which means, I feel a bit tonight bottle. Even though whatever arrangement they had is not halachically effective, but if in her perception that she's not going to get, it's enough to say Karla Bilisnus, it's considered Bilisnus because she's not confident that he's living with her with the commitment to stay married, even though halachically she did not lose her ksuva. So Hachanami, so over here in the situation in which he really owes her the money, but the document is lost and she can't collect, the Remeir. Who the usher lishes isha of the shtar ksuva? So according to the mayor, a woman who loses her shtar ksuva can't be together, because even though the money is owed to her, she doesn't feel confident she can get it. Vilo isla the master b'hachi the gavi b'tanai bezin, and even if bezin would enforce it, right? Bezin say, you know, the ksuva's lost. You know what? She'll get it. We will enforce it anyway. Even so, she doesn't feel confident. She doesn't know the ins and outs of the halacha, whether he's believed to say praticha or not. She thinks if he says no star, he'll say I paid already. The Chachamim say we're not worried about that. The less law in the meches mishum mismach daita the heavy bilas nus. Just because she's worried doesn't make a bilas nus. So you could be together. So Bai asked, we said, Lacha Kremer Begzerisov, but Darbar Shumachmer al Dvar Torah, Bisavahetzer, I'll get Exeris Divrayim. That which he makes concerns Rabbanon to address different concerns. He uses the power of the Chum to address different concerns. We pass it like him. She said, Yehachi Zil Ksoiv Lo Ksubachrit, write a different Ksuba. Fine. Vahadar Minal Yale. If it's no ksuba written, ksula government masayim, and she gets 200, we communicate her mayor's going to her mayor. Say hasam and welcome shein kosing ksuba. The kulo atanai kosampi. So if you live in a place where nobody writes a ksuba, so everybody's relying on the tanai bezin, so then she feels confident. She knows that's how it works. Inami b'malkim shekaisin or. To a place where they write a shtar, and he's coming saying that even though they normally ksuba was written, if you didn't write it, she still collects. The governor mayor, it's true that you will collect. But me, however, bilas nus beisur ha'hi. But that they were together was actually problematic. But over there, he's discussing the financial obligation, whether she can collect the money or not. The answer is she could. I didn't write the ksuba, and they normally write a ksuba. Still collect. You want to know, was it to be together? It was also. That's two different sugyas. Let's hold it here.